Look who it is. Look who's here. It's the Octopod Live Dive. I love it. I'm trying not to yell because I'm in a hotel room in Starkville, Mississippi.
You can yell. You can yell. I've missed you so much.
What the heck happened to your voice?
Dude, it's gone. It's so much better now than it was the last few days.
Whoa.
Voice has been absolutely cooked.
That is awful. What did you do? Go to a Metallica concert?
Went to Utah. Did a lot of hiking in the desert.
Okay, well, that will fry your voice.
If it was the wind and breathing in. It was colder than I thought. I didn't really dress for that. I don't know. Was it the flying? No clue.
You're so rugged. Did you have on a Patagonia backpack?
What do you think?
Did you have a big thermos full of water?
What do you think? Do I look like a thermos guy to you?
How fun is the word thermos to say? It's a fun word.
Pretty fun.
So yesterday, I'm on the show. I give this 24-minute, like, thought-out bullet point.
It
like,
was great.
I could be a Church of the Highlands pastor. Like, it was so well thought out and laid out yesterday, like a business presentation. And then today I'm coming on like, thermos is fun to say.
So what you're saying is, it's my fault.
No, that I'm
the
not
level of intellect of this show would be so much higher if I wasn't on it, is what you just said.
No, that's not it. That's not
what you said. That's what you said. And I just you're probably right.
I wish I could be like you, rugged, hiking in the desert, coming up on cacti and sidewinders and such.
Yeah.
All right. What if, can I just drop a huge, like, what if scenario on everybody today?
Yeah.
What if the only way to get, you had no idea, this is so serious and you had no idea it's coming. What if the only way to fix the antitrust issues in college athletics? I know, I'm going from how fun is thermos to antitrust. Is for these conferences to split into their own independent entities. All SEC. All Big Ten. Big Ten's in a better position to do it. Is the SEC brand strong enough to break off and just be by itself? That way it can create its own rules. It can enforce its own rules. It's not having to wait on Congress to do or not do something. Would that work? Could it work?
I think it could work. I mean, I think that's something that was brought up a long time ago, right? Yeah. When, you know, NIL and pay to play started really heating up and conference realignment. And I think even like going into the COVID season and seeing how different conferences handle different things, mm-hmm. I think it really sped up that conversation too of like, okay, well, if each conference is handling things so differently and some much mm-hmm. better than others, like we are these separate entities and like, why can't you just have contractual things in between them? And look, as these conferences get larger and larger, like how many more teams do you really need to create your own league? Yeah. And then just have an agreement like, okay, you know, whoever wins these, we'll send our best 2, 3, 4 teams to play y'all's best 2, 3, 4 teams in a tournament. For the national championship.
So what if that didn't even exist, though? What if it's just the SEC? The 16 current teams in the SEC. Let's start with football. You play a 12-game schedule that's all SEC teams. And then either you take the top 8, and that's your playoff, or after all 12 games, you do a 16-team playoff. No buys. 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15. And that's your like your SEC champion. There isn't anything higher than that. You're the champion. Do you understand? You're not playing the Big Ten champion or the Big 12 champion or the ACC champion. Every single game on your schedule is against an SEC team. And then you go into the postseason. So you keep the SEC championship game, and that is the pinnacle. It's like AFL, NFL before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, my gut reaction is the SEC championship is not enough anymore for most schools. But if this was the new landscape and everyone was forced to have to adapt, I guess that would change the conversation. But I don't like it. If you're asking my opinion, not a fan of that.
You don't like that. Okay. But what if that's the only way that this stuff works? What if that's the only way you can get, you can put guardrails on NIL, transfer portal, all this other stuff that's equitable, because not everybody is going to legislate it the same way. Is that trade-off worth it? Is it worth the trade-off of, you know, bringing some sort of regulation to college athletics where right now it's, I mean, it's spinning out of control. So you bring regulation, but the trade-off is only SEC ever.
Let me ask you a question, because you're asking questions.
Okay.
That are based off of, I think, how a lot of people feel and a lot of what people assume.
Yeah.
Why do we need more guardrails? Is my question.
I don't know if the current model's financially sustainable. That's why I think. I mean, you're talking about a rev share.
Let's say you're right. Because
yeah,
I think you're right. I don't know you're right, but I think I agree with you. Let's say that it's not financially stable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Zach sounds like Harvey Weinstein from Independence Day.
No clue who that is.
I knew you didn't.
Yeah, which probably makes it funnier. Okay, so what happens if what's currently happening isn't financially sustainable?
I don't know. But I don't think you can wait around
the market when it's not financially sustainable. It corrects.
Market collapses. It does correct. Yeah, you're right.
No, yeah, it doesn't collapse. It corrects. And I do think people use those terms synonymously, and they're different. They're different things.
Yeah.
So I think eventually there's going to be a point where, like, no, we're not paying a five-star quarterback $4 million to come here out of high school, and we may not ever see him play. There's eventually going to be a point that happens. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I don't know if that's the system's fault. I think that's the market's fault.
Yeah, I don't care whose fault it is, though. I'm talking about, I guess it's more of a study of the market itself. It's not, I don't care if it's system's fault or the market's fault. It hasn't corrected yet when you talk about coaches' salaries. It certainly hasn't corrected when you talk about the value of rosters. Football and basketball, like a rev share in college athletics is what, 20 million, 22, maybe 23? And basketball rosters now are 20 million by themselves, 20 and 30 million in a few places, not everywhere, not the average, but a few places.
Right.
So where does that correct? When does it correct? At 40?
I don't know, but I don't think the market being inflated is a reason to change everything. Now, if it's actually systematically broken, then great. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to change it. I'm not so. There are a few things that I think, as far as like organization, you need to have. Like, the NCAA need, like, they've got to learn how to govern. They've got to learn to have teeth. But they also need to learn if they legally can do some of the things that they may want to do. And I think they're in the process of that. And, you know, the government's involved, so it's going to take time. The market aspect of it. Now they got to figure out the transfer thing. Like, you know, there's proposed rules of, you know, a one-time transfer that would fix a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, okay, this guy just transferred here. I don't have to worry about keeping him, you know, this upcoming offseason. He can't leave. Mm-hmm. But I do think the market being extremely inflated, I don't think it's sustainable. And I do think that will get better with time.
Okay. I wonder what the trigger to that is. Zach sounds like Joe Kynes from Tennessee.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Joe Kynes? No. Oh, that's phenomenal. Okay. In short, Joe Kynes was like the one game head coach at Alabama. He had been the defensive coordinator. And so for their bowl game, when they axed Mike Shula, he was the head coach. And there's a legendary halftime interview. Fans will love, if I say anything about stopping that little inside trap, fans know immediately what I'm talking about. You should look that up after the show today. It's very funny. All right, Daniel Moultrie with a $5 super chat. This is fantastic. Total sidebar. Zach, give me your thoughts on the Vrabel situation as it sits now. Also, Brad, pull us through tonight in Startville.
Yeah, no, I think Mike Vrabel was the best first-year head coach in the NFL last year, led the Patriots to the Super Bowl. I think they had a pretty good draft.
That's not what he's asking.
Get back to competing for a championship next year.
That's not what he's asking.
That, you don't think that's what he's asking? The Vrabel situation, what's going on with that?
Really? You want me to recap it for you, or you just want to give your thoughts?
One of the craziest, like, stories in a hot minute. Like, goodness, and like more stuff just keeps coming out. Like yesterday, there's footage of the two of them. For those who don't know, Mike Vrabel, Diana Rossini, formerly of The Athletic. Like,
those who don't know,
for those who don't know, that's what's going on. Man, like, yeah, there's videos of her like 8 months pregnant and like hanging out with Mike Vrabel on a private boat.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Not a good look. That's for sure.
If you're the husband, man.
I saw somebody say that he's asking for paternity tests, which
it's probably wise.
Probably wise.
Yeah.
The he's fact probably- that she named him, like, okay, I had this discussion with my coworkers this week. What's
while
worse?
You're hiking in the desert?
In the desert.
Yeah.
Of Utah. Moab, to be specific. Because we spent a lot of time in vans this weekend. Goodness gracious. 4 hour drive to the airport. Crazy. What's worse, from the husband's point of view, is it's your kid and she named it Michael after her lover. Or it's not your kid, and she named it after the actual dad, but she told you that you were the dad. Which one is worse?
Oh, it's worse if it's your kid, but she named him after Mike. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, worse. Too. I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because at least if it's not your child, like, I don't know, just makes things a little cleaner.
I mean, it'd be brutal. It would be awful for him.
Yeah, both are terrible. Both are terrible. Neither is optimal.
But at least, like, one of them is true.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Poor guy.
That's
and all this stuff that's come out of, like, her in interviews dissing him or, like, you know, her asking Mike Vrabel about his wife. Like,
yeah.
Gross. You know, the day after her kid's born, she's tweeting like, man, I'm just looking at my son and think about all the great football players and coaches named Michael in this league.
Like the blatant stuff that looks innocent. It looks completely harmless, but now you know the backstory.
There's so much. It's like, I don't know if we've seen anything like the internet reporting of this has been incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
All right. Speaking of professional stuff, 10-time champion. Who are Brad's favorite pro teams? Big Braves. Yeah, I'm Braves baseball. Like my first season to follow baseball was 91 when they went from worst to first. And I could do every batting stance of every starter.
Let's see it.
No, I'm not going to do that. Now, it's been a long time. I don't know that I could still do it. I could totally still do it.
Give me one batting stance.
Let's see. The Bulls were on TV all the time, and that was Michael Jordan. It's his heyday. So I still kind of like the Bulls, although I don't follow a ton of NBA basketball other than the Auburn guys now. And probably the Panthers, because I moved to North Carolina a month after the draft when they took Cam. And I got to be frustrated with how they didn't build anything around him. Oh, somebody just made the day. See, Foster, imagine Matt getting on a boat with someone's wife for 3 hours.
Goodness gracious. RJ is saying the paternity test is fake. So, All right.
By the way, are we proud that I brought the right computer? I brought both computers on this trip.
Stop it. You were like 5 minutes late. Stop. Stop it. We haven't talked since last Friday. And you can't be on time? Are you kidding me?
I couldn't help that. I was getting out of another call, another meeting, a work meeting.
Yeah.
This is a work meeting. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. Daniel says, well done, Brett. Luke says, well done. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, Daniel and Luke must have been late today, too.
Men, we have to encourage each other. Am I right? We have to encourage each other and build each other up, not tear each other down. You know, that's what this community is all about. It's about building up, not tearing down. In the desert, you tear people down. In this community, dadgummit, you build people up. Okay, so you don't like
Brad, I was flying home yesterday.
Yeah.
So flew from Salt Lake to Denver, and then the longer one, of course, was Denver to Atlanta.
Oh, look at me. I'm a jet setter.
And, the company paid for it. I didn't pay for it. So I'm sitting left side of the plane. I'm a window seat, right?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Couple sits next to me.
Uh-huh.
The girl's in the middle. And then these folks are probably like 24, 25-ish. It so appears that they were engaged, right?
Okay.
Maybe freshly engaged.
Oh. What?
So they've got an iPad set up in front of him, right? Here they fold the seat down, and they're watching this iPad.
Okay.
He, Brad, like, this is gonna seem ridiculous, but I swear it happened. He's like laying on her.
What?
He's like laying on her.
Zach.
And like, you know, I'm fine with like an arm rub, right?
Uh-huh. Oh,
but
no.
But he's rubbing the arm on the other side of him, like next to me. Like, picture that. And you're like, well, that's not weird. Like, I'm picturing that wrong. That's weird. No, that's what happened. It was the craziest thing. It was like for an hour and 45 minutes that he did that. And I think that's odd.
Yeah, I do too. What's everybody's like meter on PDA? I don't mind a little bit, but there's a level at which it's uncomfortable for everybody else. And I wouldn't want to engage in it thinking that it might be uncomfortable for other people. Like, don't we know what that line is?
Flight attendants going down, doing the whole, you know, what do y'all want to drink type deal.
Yeah.
You didn't get up for that. It's just a Diet Coke, please. I'm like, and she's like, I'm good. And I want a Diet Coke too. Thanks. Appreciate it. Like, y'all happen to have C4 Skittles?
Right. Just
long shot. No. Okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
No, you don't have Skittles. Well, that's too bad. Yikes. So he was on the other arm. He's like laid up like they're on a love seat. Like they're on the couch.
Like the arm next to him wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Boy, that's cringy. Strange. That is cringy to me.
Very strange.
Hunter. Hunter with a $5 super chat. Oh, I'm Brad, and I get five stars.
I'm Brad, I get five stars free.
Thank you, Hunter. That's the kind of encouragement we're talking about here. In this community, we build each other up. This isn't the desert where we tear down and leave things for dead. This is the barn where we build people up. Daniel saw a PDA at the gas station yesterday. Very weird. What? Thank PDA you, baby, for pumping the gas.
But just hugging next to the pump?
I guess. I don't know. We got to ask about animal facts. I got sent this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but can I share it?
Yeah. If it's questionably true or not, absolutely.
This is an animal fact that was sent to me by Connor on Instagram. So, Connor, if your whole deal was to pull a fast one, let me see if they'll air it. I'm going to air it. Ants measure distance by counting their steps. Scientists prove this by taking some ants out of a line and putting tiny stilts on them. Those ants overshot their intended designated food source. I don't know if that's true. Zach's going to look it up. Tiny stilts. Who goes to the trouble and how? And how tiny are the stilts? Because ants' legs aren't big.
Oh my gosh, they have pictures of it.
No, they don't. That's not
real.
I swear.
He's right. Connor nailed this.
Stop it.
Look, Brad, look.
That's got to be AI. How do you fix the stilts to the legs? What do you use?
I don't know.
Do you have tiny ants?
They use pig hair bristles as stilts for ants to investigate how the ants know where their nest after leaving it.
Do you have a tiny ant esthetician who puts
desert ants so they can't judge distance by tree shadows, so they must count their steps.
Desert ants, like the ones you probably trampled as you trudged through the Moab.
Yeah, I didn't look close enough to see if they were on stilts or not. I should have. What are your thoughts on hiking, Brad?
I'm okay with it. I don't mind hiking.
Okay.
Haven't gone on a lot of like terrain hikes. I go on more walks than hikes. What's the difference between a walk and a hike?
I think a hike has more of a destination and is typically not flat.
Okay. All right.
I would say those are the two big factors that are different.
So if I walk to the store to get an energy drink, I have a destination. And if I got to go up a couple hills to get there, did I hike to the store?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
I'm fine with that.
James says, I got flashed at Dollar General the other day. It was epic.
Oh, that's hilarious. 40 quadrillion ants on Earth. Cool facts.
Chad. Cool facts.
Oh, Chad. Auburn Brawl Star. The man.
Yeah.
How do I you bet know, he counted all the ants?
How do you He's know like, yeah, there's 40 quadrillion? Yeah, like my antenna goes up quickly on stuff like that. How do we know? Because I can get rid of a few thousand in a hurry if I come up on an anthill.
Yeah, but 1,000 and like 40 quadrillion, like they don't feel that.
How fast do they multiply?
I don't know.
How long does it take to replace 1,000 ants?
Probably, I bet they replace them pretty quickly.
Somebody's asking about James' Dollar General experience. Over under 20 teeth, James. I'm going to take the over, but not by much. We played baseball last night. Anybody fired up about watching Auburn baseball tonight, try to even up this series?
And that first inning was brutal.
It was, and like this is prime sunshine pumping Brad here. Like last night wasn't as bad as the final score looked. It wasn't good, and you got to bounce back. But like if I'm not throwing
it's kind of similar to what Texas A&M did game one against us.
And it's kind of similar to what, yeah. And it's kind of similar to what we did to Texas A&M game one.
Right.
Yep. A lot of similarities there.
Where it's like, okay, it's game one. We're in too big of a hole. Like, let's just win the next two. This one's not important. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So this is, if they dropped the opener at Florida.
Which is the correct way to handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Daniel says definitely that's good. How do we feel about Auburn's grouping in the Players Era tournament? Yeah, that announcement was made this week, too. Auburn's going to go back to Vegas playing the Players Era tournament. Who else is in there? Houston? Kansas? I think there's another SEC team in there, maybe two. I should just look it up so I can know what I'm talking about.
I missed that announcement while I was in the desert in Utah. So that's super exciting. Super exciting from a, just non-conference prestige standpoint, but also NIL, which is great.
So let's see. Auburn will compete along with Florida, Houston, Kansas, West Virginia, Notre Dame, UNLV. Is that all? The page updated. Doggone it. Yeah. Rutgers, UNLV, Notre Dame, West Virginia, Kansas, Houston, Florida. Alabama, Tennessee are among the teams competing in week two. So they're going to play the week after Auburn plays out there. That's a good field. And Auburn belongs there. And it's a really good opportunity early in the year to show, all right, this team's different this year. This, you know, to really see all those pieces together against good competition for multiple days.
Yep. Saw Auburn get whooped by Michigan in that tournament last year, and then saw them kind of bounce back and have a pretty quality win over St. John's there. That was probably Tahad Pettiford's best, one of his best games of the year, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
So yeah. Hopefully gives us a chance to showcase, you know, the new team, the new roster that's been put together.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Some James. She wasn't on her way home from church, that's for sure. Dollar General. You can find anything at Dollar General.
And the goods were store-bought. Goodness gracious.
Hey, that was a diplomatic way to put that. That was a really tactful way to say that. I am proud of you, James. What else did you miss this week?
Chapman decommitted from Wake Forest. That's pretty important.
It's true. That's true. I wonder if that's related.
Related to what?
The Dollar General
stuff?
No, to Auburn.
Oh, okay.
Zach, you sound like Nate Oates after screaming at a judge to get someone ineligible to become eligible.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, a lot of Birmingham news outlets are going to write about how great this show is later today. So that'd be great.
That's a good point.
Players era. We'll see if we got a roster spot open. So he's a good player. And that's really all that matters. All that matters is a good player. Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. We are 120 days away from football season opener. Did you realize that? Like, the season is roughly.
That's until Auburn season opener, or like,
yeah,
college,
yeah.
That.
Okay. Well, till Auburn, yeah, it's less than that till college
cool.
football.
That's
starts.
Awesome.
It's like a third of the year. So like we've crossed a third of the year off waiting, and now we've only got a third left, and then we'll be into the season. 120 days.
It'll be here before you know it. We'll be, you know, weeks out from media days. Then yeah. Once media days is done, we'll be ready. We'll be ready to rock and roll. No, it's gonna fly by. It's going to fly by, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else do you guys want to talk about today? Do you have any other questions? Jackson Coyvan, SEC golfer of the year, 3 straight years. Guys, what we are talking, one of the shows
elite.
I want to do. Yeah, that's exactly the word. And one of the shows I want to do next week, maybe we set the table for it today and we get some feedback from people today.
Okay.
Like Alex Golish likes to use I kind of wish I'd thought of this earlier. Alex Golish likes to talk about being elite. All right. What does that actually like? All right. It's a sensational word. It's an awesome word. How many truly elite athletes does Auburn have in its history? I don't mean very good. I don't mean great. I mean elite. Like Suni Lee is an Olympic medalist. She's elite.
Right.
Kirsty Coventry. All right. Medalist, elite, and now like runs the swimming committee. Elite. Jackson Coyvan falls into that category. He's elite. What he's doing, nobody has done before in this conference. So how many others are truly elite? Bo? Cam? You consider
like
Pat?
Ever?
Yeah. Yeah. Ever in any sport. And I don't mean every sport has to be represented. Let's find the best in it. It's not the best at every sport. This is across any sport. Elite, elite, elite. While we think about it, Hunter, $5 super chat. If baseball goes 1-2 against Mississippi State, how are we feeling going into the Georgia series at home? Good. I would feel very good because that gets you to 15 conference wins with 3 to go at home.
And I mean, we said going into the final 3, if you could win one and not get swept, you're in a great spot. And that's still when we won the first one. So That does not change.
Right. I think if you get to 17 conference wins, you're a lock for a national seed. So if you get one this weekend, then you'd need to get two against Georgia to be a lock. I still think you're in the conversation if you get to 16 conference wins.
I do too.
But I think you're a lock if you get to 17. So yeah. Yeah, get one this weekend. That's, you know, players have a different. I'm talking about from the fans' perspective. Get one this weekend. Now they're going to go and fight and try to win these next two. But that's the fans' perspective.
Is Alvarez going tonight?
Yes. Last night was a tough situation for anybody coming on like that. The rain delay last week at Texas A&M forcing that to start Saturday meant whoever was going to start last night was in a was like behind the eight ball from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he could have been out of the first inning in 11 pitches and you make the mistake at short. And the
what was up with that throw?
Yeah. Just took too long. He just took too long. Instead of fielding and throwing on the run, like they practice all the time.
It was just so like lackadaisical. Like he's made that throw a million times.
Yeah. And it blew up. Now Jake's got to bounce back from it, but he could have been out of that inning in 11 pitches and the whole thing could have looked different. Can I tell you one of the many reasons why I love Butch Thompson? So after the game, I go down to the field. We're going to do our post game interview and we're waiting during the commercial. And I'm trying to play like the, you know, positivity and like, man, you know, if that guy doesn't beat out the infield single, you know, who knows what happens. And he kind of nods and he goes, is that what happened? Or did we shuffle step and slide and not make the throw in time? I'm like, well, yeah, that's what happened. He's like, there ain't no reason to sugarcoat it. Ain't no reason to say anything that it wasn't. Like, we're all mature. We can say what happened. And that's how you get better. So I love that.
Accountability.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many like truly elite like football players do you think Auburn? Like, I want to know.
Yeah. Elite.
Like, is Nick Marshall elite?
I don't think so.
Is Trey Mason elite?
Is Pat Sullivan elite? He won the Heisman Trophy. Is that enough to get you into elite category?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Bo, Cam, Pat. Who else? Is Nick Fairley elite?
I would say so. I would put Nick Marshall there as well.
You would put Nick Marshall in that category?
Yes.
Derrick Brown.
Yes.
Andre Bruce.
Probably, yeah.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so how many other – like I'm seeing Tim Hudson. I'm seeing what about Daniel Carlson?
Sure. There was nobody better at his position across multiple seasons of college football. Yeah, you're all right. Elite.
All right. Rowdy Gaines. Well, we're just doing football.
But yes, Rowdy Gaines is elite. Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure. Quentin Groves, Junior Rose Green. So, like, you put a lot of people. This is not an exclusive category to you. You put a lot. You think Auburn's had a ton of elite guys.
Are you atop your position for multiple seasons, or have you done something that no one else could do?
Darius Slayton.
No.
Ryan Davis.
No.
He's like the all-time receptions leader.
I think you could have put any receiver in that role, and he could have done it.
Okay.
Not any. I think you could have put multiple guys in that situation. They would have done it.
Jarquez Hunter.
Yeah, he's top five rushing and one of the best RBUs ever. Yeah.
Takiyo Spikes. Not in your era.
Yeah, so I can't like compare him to other linebackers at that time. I assume he was towards the top.
Yeah.
I assume.
He was.
Carlos at the NFL level. Sure. Yeah. Elite.
Love this conversation, by the way. Thanks for throwing all these names out. Hunter, $10. Man, Hunter, you are bringing it today.
Thank you, Hunter.
$10 super chat. What do you think baseball has to do to hold on to a top eight seed to host a regional and a super if we finish the regular season with a 500 average in the last three series? Well, 500 in the last three series is like you're either going to be a game above or a game below. You're either 5-4 or 4-5. But I think to hold on to a top eight, all right, if you get to 17 conference wins, I think you're a lock to be a national seed. I think if you get to 16, you are firmly in the conversation because you have series wins over teams that you're fighting with. You have series wins over Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Florida, Arkansas, if they get back into that picture. You got a lot of these tiebreakers. If you finish with 15, that's tougher. 16, you're hosting, maybe a national seed. 17, you're a national seed. 15, you're probably hosting, but it's not for sure. But you're at 14 now. So get one this weekend. Again, for the purposes of this conversation, get one this weekend, two next weekend, and you're hosting both weekends. Owen Papo.
Probably not.
Owen Papo joined Chandler Wooten, by the way, on Chandler's most recent show.
I watched it this morning. It was great.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good. He's had Anthony Schwartz. He's had Owen Papo. He's told you what went wrong in the Brian Harsin era. He's given you the player's perspective on NIL. Like, if you're not watching Chandler's show, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
This is an interesting one here. Brandon Cox, for what they asked him to be. Elite, just manage the game, put us in great spot to win games. Won a ton of games.
Yeah. I would say he's not elite.
Okay. Cadillac, yes.
Of course.
Smoke Monday.
No.
Ronnie Brown. Yes, if Cadillac is, Ronnie is. There's not a lot of separation between the two of them. In my mind, not everybody has to feel that way. In my mind, there's not a lot of separation.
Okay.
Will Byron Brown be elite?
I hope so.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite comments because she's made it before. Brad, Publix has razors. Buy one, get one. This would be in the anti-facial hair club department. I trimmed it. It's shorter now than it was at the beginning of the week.
You look great. Don't listen to haters. You look great. All right. I think that about does it for today's show.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Thanks for being with us, participating in this. We really do appreciate it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.